We live in a nation where our right to free speech is precisely defined and the right to our faith is protected. Well, just not all the time. Example, a recent decision by D.C. Metro refusing to allow a bus ad purchased by the Washington, D.C. Archdiocese to be displayed has caused many to shout their faith in their religion are being restricted. Joining us now to talk about this is the pastor of Our Lady of the Rosary Church in Greenville, South Carolina. He's also author, whose latest book is The Mystery of the Magi, The Quest for the True Identity of the Three Wise Men, Father Dwight Longenecker. How are you today, Father?
Good morning.
And a couple of websites, DwightLongenecker.com to learn more about the Father's work and his books. And another website worthy of this discussion, FindThePerfectGift.org, which brings us to our topic at hand. Seemed a great idea to have a, well, not exactly a religious-based display ad that encourages a return to the true meaning of Christmas instead of, you know, trees and gifts and giving a gift of the heart instead. FindThePerfectGift.org is the website for that. But it seems like Metro D.C. has a policy. What was the problem with this?
I think the people at Metro D.C. were concerned that they were putting up a religious message and that was against their policy. And some people said, well, why were they offended by this really quite harmless sort of ad, which didn't even mention Jesus Christ or the church or have any really significant religious imagery in it. But I think probably, you know, in this litigious society we live in, they probably had some insurance men or some lawyers saying, oh, you know, we have to be careful. Someone's going to take offense and someone's going to sue you. But they ended up getting sued anyway, but this time sued by the Catholic Church. Because they were their censorship was impinging something we have in America called religious freedom and freedom of speech. And so they got sued anyway.
And here's the crazy part. They won't allow them on the buses, but the company who's contracted to provide to do ads for the bus shacks, the ads are there.
Well, I know. It's probably difficult to be consistent all the way across the board. The other thing about this ad is that, you know, it's not really religious at all. I've seen the ad, and it's got a silhouette of what looked like some shepherds on a hillside with a star, which is kind of inconsistent anyway, because the shepherds didn't see the star, the wise men did. But anyway, we'll leave that on one side. And then the little caption which says, find the perfect gift, which then leads to a website, which is religious. But the ads themselves are pretty bland. I mean, I compared it by saying, what if some Muslims put an ad up which had just a crescent moon, because their symbol is the crescent, but it had a crescent moon and someone looking at it, and the caption said, seek peace. You know, it would be about as bland as that. That's not an ad for Islam, even though it might lead to, you know, an Islamic website. So, yeah, it's ridiculous.
There was a statement from the D.C. Metro that said the policy ban the ads with religious themes took effect 2 years ago in 2015, changed its advertising policy to prohibit issue-oriented advertising, including political, religious, and advocacy advertising. The ad in question was declined because it is prohibited by WMATA's current advertising guidelines, which, again, as you described the ad, for its religious inconsistency, unless you are a person of faith, you really don't see anything overtly religious in the ad.
Not only is it not overtly religious, there's nothing in it which is offensive to anybody. I mean, it was about as offensive as a ham sandwich. It was just totally ordinary, and there was nothing hateful about it. There was nothing, against other religions or other races or even other people's opinions. It was just find the perfect gift.
And yet I can imagine, having seen ads that go on buses in New York City as a comparison, not having been in D.C., but I see what I see. I wonder if D.C. Metro has a problem with putting ads for TV shows like The Exorcist or some of the 10 p.m. shows that are not really designed for children, if that's an issue with their concern, if they're willingly accepting money to run those type of ads.
I agree. And there is actually another underlying issue here, and that is the whole point of freedom of speech and freedom of religion. And this, by the way, in human history, was revolutionary. I was reading some history recently and saying that this never happened before. But in the United States, we have freedom of religion and freedom of expression, freedom of speech. And the whole idea was that people should be smart enough to be able to to make their choice. And therefore, if something goes up which is you think is dumb or offensive or stupid, you should be smart enough to be able to turn it off and not to look at it. Now, of course, there are certain boundaries of decency and certain boundaries of offensiveness, which any decent society has to monitor a little bit. But for the most part, the idea of freedom of speech is that you and I are responsible enough and smart enough to be able to switch off the radio, switch off the TV, not go to a particular movie, and not look at particular ads if we don't want to.
Father Dwight Longenecker, who is the pastor of Our Lady of the Rosary Church in Greenville, South Carolina, and also an author, latest book, The Mystery of the Magi, The Quest for the True Identity of the Three Wise Men, DwightLongenecker.com. And also talking in the context of this conversation, the ad website that DC Metro has a problem with is findtheperfectgift.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. What if DC Metro, instead of their deluded doublespeak refusal of the ad, instead said, we just choose not to run religious ads, period, end of statement? Would we have a different response to that?
I suppose they have the right to do that and the right to, as they say, not run any ads that are controversial. It's their choice. I do think also that it's easy to blow this up into more of an issue than it probably is. They're probably surprised to find that it's blown up in their face this morning. But it's a good debate to have and a good discussion to have.
And certainly the Archdiocese of Washington, which launched this whole concept and the program, which is just to, their goal is to find the perfect gift campaign. It's to encourage people to give to the needy and show up at Christmas Mass, which for unfortunately too many people, that's the only time they go to church. But that's another talk for another time. But it might actually wind up being a win for the Archdiocese to bring more people out of curiosity and to the website. And then if you catch 25-35% of the people who visit and turn them around, you come up with a nice result after all.
It just might. And they should be in the rights to be able to do that.
And they'll certainly are. Real fast, just for a minute, because I mentioned your book, The Mystery of the Magi, The Quest for the True Identity, Three Wise Men.
Yes.
What was your mission with that? And with limited, I guess, concrete writing and history, what are the challenges that you found?
Well, one of the challenges was I simply went back, and first I should say that maybe a lot of listeners don't realize that most New Testament scholars think the story of the three wise men was really just a pious fiction, that people made it up long after Jesus' life, death, and resurrection to make Jesus more special. But in fact, I went through and stripped away all of the accretions and all of the legends about the wise men, and which just went back to the history. And we do actually know a lot about the Roman history in the time of Caesar Augustus, the time of Jesus' birth. So I went and examined the culture, the geography, the history, the religion of the time period and the place, and found that all the pieces fit together in an astonishing way to give us, really, for the first time, a much more full picture of who the wise men really were.
Indeed, it will be an interesting read. The book again is The Mystery of the Magi, The Quest for the True Identity, The Three Wise Men, written by the pastor of the Our Lady of the Rosary Church, which is in Greenville, South Carolina. Website, DwightLongenecker.com. Also, don't forget the website for the topic we talked about here, too, findtheperfectgift.org. Father Dwight Longenecker, thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much.